going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
I just wanted to test everybody this stress test. Y'all failed or passed. I don't know which one it was. We got 1 hour to go.
I think we passed.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. You did, right as I walked in, you did the thing of where you like look both ways. Like, well, where is like, he?
The music's playing long enough. I'm going to talk, but I want to reserve it and leave it open for you to talk, obviously. And then we just kind of just went for it. Yeah.
I appreciate you. We got, in case we missed it, coming up in 40 minutes time. Big Weege, overtime with Jake Volnick coming up in 1 hour's time. And would you go to a concert alone?
I can't see myself doing that at this point. Mainly because, and this is the part that's probably going to bother you the most, I don't enjoy concerts that much at this point in life.
Why not?
I'll get drunk and listen to it on Spotify in my deck. It's not what it used to be. I grew up, my mom was in country radio. I went to a million concerts.
That's why you don't know
Pussifer. That's exactly it. That's why I know country, and I don't know. I'm not going to go down that road. The point is.
You didn't want to say the band.
The point is. I just don't like concerts as much as I used to. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's a price. It's gotten expensive to a point that I can't justify it in my head. I don't know, but I don't like them nearly as much as I used to.
So I'm amazed every time I go to a concert how hard it is to have a bad concert. You know, like...
No, what do you mean?
These damn musicians are just so talented. Like, I took risk on, like, I think it was 3 years ago, seeing Lucas Nelson, who I loved his music. But I was like, it was an insanely good show. Stephen Wilson Jr., who, I mean, he's part of the Dead Dad gang.
Oh, yeah?
Like, this is a dude who's, like, his first album, half of it is songs about... His dad passing away and the impact that it had on him. It's an incredibly emotional album. Phenomenal show. Right? Like, so I guess my Blitzen Trappin'. Like, that is a Blitzen Trapper.
I was going to say, I almost corrected you on it. And I'm like, wait a second. That's your band.
That's like a hippie, a little bit of electro into it, but a lot of like country Americana stuff. They were a phenomenal show. So I'm always blown away by it, but I ask because...
Well, hold on 1 second. I want to make a point on that because for years, like George Strait would just stand up there literally just sing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would not move at all. And then
we
like,
call that the Bob Dylan.
Yeah, like it used to be a thing. Do you think it's better because people have to put more into it if they're going to charge that amount of money? Because I don't think George Strait cares at all about that.
No, I think it is.
Or does he care more?
I think... Okay, so every artist that I just labeled or just named... They're all artists who still have to sing for their supper.
Okay. Well, then,
Like George Strait's passing the coffer around at church because he knows he's going to get you $50 or $100.
What I always loved about a Garth Brooks show, though, is that he never had to, but he always did put on a great show. You didn't have to.
But like, I should say, which brings me to where we're going to go with this or why I'm asking this question. It is like, I'm so glad you said this, like the bigger bands, like older bands, like Paul McCartney. Guys, you're not going to see Paul McCartney dance all over the stage. You're going because you want to hear him sing whatever version of Hey Jude he can still mustard, right? Like, or mustard. That's a different word. Mm-hmm. But like, so the reason why I ask is I've never seen AC/DC. And I am an avowed AC/DC fan. I love the Bon Scott stuff. Like that to me is my AC/DC because it was cheeky lyrics. It was a lot of energy. and like two bands that I have not seen yet or had not seen that I've always wanted. One was Motorhead. Well, let me rest in peace. Or don't. Rest in riot. That dude's not going to rest in peace.
Okay.
But Lemmy passed away, and I was like, damn, I'm never going to see Motorhead. I mean, the guys from AC/DC, they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they're coming to Cleveland about, I think it's 8 days from now. And initially, I'd asked for some tickets through the station, thinking, you got to see him at least once, right? Like, yeah, so Brian Johnson's a great guy, good singer. He's got the bigger hits. They're going to play like three Bon Scott songs, but still, I want to, like, I even respect Brian Johnson. I need to see this, right? So I was like, because I'll find somebody. Somebody's going to go with me. So I found that I could get tickets.
You didn't get him from the station?
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm in the process of getting him through the station.
It does matter for the story, because it's not, then you're not investing any money into it.
But it's still a to-do because it's at the football stadium. So to me, like, if it's like the HOB in town, like, that's okay. That's not a big hassle to get there and back. To watch a game, to watch anything at that stadium is a pain in the ass. Because I'm not paying for parking down there.
It does help, though, if you're not paying for it.
I'm going to walk there and back.
It's a night. No one's suggesting it's not a night.
Now, initially I was like, so my uncle Mike was like a huge AC/DC fan. So I just assume everybody in my family was.
Yeah.
Because he just inundated us with it. And so I asked my older brother, David. And he's just like, oh, I hate AC/DC. And I was like, it shook me to my core because I'm like, how can you be Mike Tamba's? I mean, my uncle was like a big brother to all of us. He was absolutely like a big brother to my older brother.
You were thunderstruck, one would say.
Oh, I almost made a joke about a song.
You felt very happy for me there in the moment. You could say that was a genuine smile.
I did. Well, because there's a song that Bon Scott sung called Big Something that I was going to say, that takes big somethings to... I was going to fire an AC/DC song back at you, but the song that I can't say. Not because I can't say it. It's because it's a bad word.
Okay, and then.
I actually probably could say that. Anyway, the point is.
You say a lot more than you used to be able to.
So, Ness, out on AC/DC. Does not want to see as 70-year-old Scottish people, or Scottish people, Australian people. Brian's from London, but the point is, don't want to see 70-year-olds talking about.
Understandable.
Shook me all night long.
Understandable.
I can't find anyone to go with me. No one, none of the people that I would actually want to go to this concert with that I've talked to, I'm on seven people now, have told me not doing it. They have just no interest in it. They're old. It's not going to be good. I don't want to go to the stadium. Everybody has a different answer for it.
Seven people.
You realize how deep
some
in the Rolodex.
At some point you start wondering if it's you. You know, like,
no,
I mean, at some,
I'm a great hang.
I'm glad you feel that way, because I would, if I got to seven people, I'd start to worry about myself for a second.
If I were you, I'd be worried about the seven people, but me personally, great hang.
Yeah, no, you know that. You know that about yourself.
People are like, I want to go to a concert with that fella.
I mean, because there are certain people that, like, I mean, you'd go stand out in a ditch in the middle of nowhere just because you know it's going to be a good time.
See, Ron here saying it's insane. It's been so hard to find people who want to actually go see AC/DC, then he said the song name we can't.
Sounds like Ron is setting himself up for a little hang with you and Ron.
Oh, Ron offered. And now the point is...
Oh, no. You told Ron no?
Well, I'm not telling him no yet, right? But if you put me on blast on air,
you'd rather go solo than go with random Ron.
I love to go to things alone. Like, I'll go to the movie theater alone. Like, I don't have any... But I've just never gone to I've never gone to a rock
show alone. A major concert alone?
Yeah, and this isn't like... This isn't like at the Grog Shop, which is an incredible venue. I'd feel totally comfortable in that environment.
Like, it's not like you talk a ton during a show. You know what I mean?
You don't
say anything, really.
There's a part of me that wonders, is this going to be like opening the doors of perception that I'll never want to go back to going to concerts with people? Because I hate, no matter who it is.
You can leave whenever you want to, which is obviously an advantage of doing things by yourself.
You think they're going to play Thunderstruck? What? You shook me all night long. Like, that's, I hate that conversation. So there's a part
Hell's
of me that's
bells?
Worried.
Hell's bells?
Why did you say that? Like a 70-year-old man.
Because that was...
I'm playing Hell's bells, Bobby.
That's how everyone sounds when they're requesting a song.
You are right. Like, there's a part of me that wonders whether I'll hate this or whether it'll just ruin me for any other concert. Because I think I might actually secretly enjoy this.
I think you're going to like it. I do. Uh, I There's not much of a frame of reference because, like, in the golf world, going solo is one of the best times you can have.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, people love golfing, so there's no problem with golfing solo. And so because of that, I do things solo from time to time. It's not a big deal.
And maybe it's because
I don't know that I go to a concert, but it's not that I just wouldn't go to concerts in general.
Yeah, and see, like, I love concerts. Even a bad concert, I will enjoy to some degree because I love people watching. So, like, the idea now, the downside is I do not want to pay $20 a beer while being by myself, because then I won't have anyone to complain about. That's the real reason why I like going to concerts. They'll be like, $20 for a beer. I'm like, I know, I'm so pissed.
It's only a 16-ouncer, too.
I'll take four of them. But no, I'm really struggling with this one. Because here's the thing.
I think you should go with Ron.
Now that I've thought about it, yeah, I know what you're doing. What? Now that I've no, you're putting me on the spot, trying to make me a bad guy to Ron one way or another.
I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think he shows up, he
just talks about how much he loves the show. I think it's a good time. And then you guys just kind of bond and you got a new buddy in Ron.
Anybody hear what the inference in JP's voice?
Inferences,
as if those things would be bad?
Inferences sounds like I'm setting you up for a great night.
Mm.
Maybe Ron buys you some nachos and you know, like a...
We're not going on a date.
Well, no, but you got the tickets, so maybe he gets you, like, nachos. Maybe he buys you one of those $20 beers. I don't know what kind of spender Ron is.
I mean, now you're setting it up in a way that now I'm uncomfortable to go with Ron because of the way you're setting
it up. I think
you'd
rather go with Ron than... why don't you invite Mac to the show?
I don't know about that. No.
Mac doesn't want to go. Mac's number 8 now. Mac just denied you.
No, out of anything, like... I like AC/DC. I don't love AC/DC, so I don't know if, you know, I don't want to ruin your experience with the show, especially the concert.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
That's what he just did there. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know I'd like going to a concert with Mac.
Why is that?
Because I don't like going to a concert with a fair amount of people. Golfing and concerts, it's like Vanessa, my boy Jeremy, my boy Hacksaw, my boy Dan, my best friend Nate.
Yeah, 7 people, so we got to get to 7 on this list.
Oh, no. I asked people that I think I would have a miserable time going.
Oh, really?
Like, well, my brother. I'd go with any one of my brothers, so that's 3 people.
I think,
man,
solo,
a lot of the people that go with are dead. Yeah, this is disappointing.
It might have to be your play. Solo just might have to be your play. Sorry, Ron. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, good save there. 216-474-0092. Have you gone to a concert alone? Because I'm just curious. Like, I actually, because I have a house full of life, right? 3 girls, a beautiful wife, and now 2 cats, a dog. Like, I have so much that just getting some time away is a very useful thing for me. It's why I'm more often than not solo golf. I wonder if I won't be able to contain my annoyance with other people, though, if I don't have someone to complain with.
I mean, there is something, even within solo golf, when you hit a great shot and you hit it to, you know, within 5 feet or something, you'd kind of wish somebody was around to see that. You know, well, what if Hell's Bells is just awesome that night with AC/DC? You'd love to turn around and be like, wasn't that great? That's why we came. That's why I parked and spent the $20 on the beer. That was it right there. There's advantages both ways.
216-474-0092. Would you go to a concert by yourself?
Oh, we got people lining up to go to the concert with you.
I mean, that's clearly, that was going to happen. Would you guys go, okay, if it was JP instead of me, would you still go to the AC/DC show with JP as opposed to me? 216-474-0092. More to come on 92.3 The Fan. What you talking about? Ooh, that could be a segment.
What
you talking about?
Can we just leave the Willis part out of it? And just, hey, Reese, what are you talking about today?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm talking about, JP. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. We would do it mocking the hackneyed radio segments that every show has. We're no different.
Yeah.
But people, there'd be a segment of people who wouldn't get the bit.
A lot of people don't end up getting the bits. Like, for instance, I was on the sales side earlier today, and I was talking to our buddy Brian, and he's like, oh, you're hitting that summer months, aren't you? Got to get that geared up and ready to go. And one of the other salespeople across from him was like, oh, what do you mean? And then Brian was like, well, you know, like in the morning, they have like their summer hack series. So you do a bunch of hack topics. And she laughed. She was like, oh, hack topics. That's great. I might be able to sell that. That's really good. It's like, no, the whole point is that it's hack. But she didn't understand that.
Yeah, that I will say, that's not the first time I've heard a radio salesperson be like, that's a terrible idea. Let me get right on the phone. Yes, that is that.
I told him
I'm like a man in an island right now. I don't know how to go here.
I told him if they sold it, we would steal Hack Summer Topics if they sold it because we'll take money.
That's fair. We do like money.
And I think if anything, the morning show would appreciate the fact that we lifted one of their deals just in the name of money.
You think they'd appreciate that, do you?
Well, they might get mad eventually, yeah. But like in the moment, not if we told them, listen, they sold it because they had no idea you did a summer hack topic. It came up, and then they wanted to sell it for us, and this is just what happened. Allside's got to be cool about this, right?
Are we calling it summer hack topic? We're not even like changing it to like.
Well, I think maybe that's where we rebrand it to what you're talking about.
Say it with your chest. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Women's sports. We just go. I have a name in mind. We just go old radio guy. It's a guy that's just mad. Man, I have so many shots to fire right now, and I don't want to do it.
Old radio man is great. We should do. We should do a whole bit where we spend like I don't know 15 minutes just relitigating old Browns games or something, as if we were the radio host and like
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know, 1985, and we'll just dissect Bernie Kosar games.
Or what about just revisionist history radio? What if you keep Jeff Garcia for 2005? You know what I mean? Hey, what if you don't trade up for Brady Quinn, right? We just get in the nits and grits of it.
Hey, don't tempt me with a good time.
216-474-0092. What would have happened if the Browns had just kept Jeff Garcia for 2005? And Butch Davis. You have to keep them together. They're a tandem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Jared Allen the odd man out, or is Jared Allen the fall guy?
I think he's the odd man out more than he is the fall guy. It just feels like everyone wants to place blame, and I understand that. We should want to place blame, but it feels like he is the fourth best out of the core four, and he's being shown the door because of it.
Had a little rhyme in there.
Didn't mean to. Just kind of happened.
So listen, it is what you're right to point out here is it's a little bit of both. Man, when I listened to Channing Fry earlier today, from their podcast,
yeah, the Road Tripping podcast.
When I've listened to anyone talk about Jared, it is as if the man has no value on this plane of existence. It's as if the man is a scrub,
which is not how we approach this when the series immediately ended, by the way.
Or even like, after the Miami series ended.
It's just, well, I mean, there's obviously going to be more anger after the Pacers series, right? And that's when people, they bring their pitchforks out and they get all angry and they want to go ahead and place the blame. And the instant reaction, I thought, was a lot towards Darius. And then it just slowly and surely snowballed into Jarrett.
Oh, see, it's been interesting. I think it's been a real quick pivot. Like, I feel like we were like, hey, what about this Darius guy? I don't know why I said the Darius Garland, what's his deal?
What you talking about?
Darius Garland, what you talking about? Basketball? Okay, all right, that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was a quick Darius conversation and then a pivot to Jarrett, and I don't know why we're pivoting to Jarrett, other than Kobe Altman sure talked a lot more about Darius Donovan and Evan than he did Jared Allen.
I think that's part of it. I also feel like it's just reasonable when you look at the, and we've done a million different trade ideas and a million different back and forths, and we don't really find any that end up in a situation involving Darius Garland where the Cavs get insurmountably better.
Oh, that's interesting. I think they get better by having the same kind of talent, but in a bigger frame.
But I think that's hard for people. I think people look at that, and I don't know that they see it that exact way. I think they look at it, and you line up whatever player you want to line up with, and instead of seeing it as shaking up the snow globe and giving yourself a different look, they go, well, this player's about Darius, and it's close to Darius. Maybe there's some upside here, and I think people then retreat back.
So I guess if maybe the reason why I kind of feel like Jarrett's being set up to be the fall guy, and this is a media thing, I think fans are just pissed about the whole thing. I don't think fans are just focusing in specifically on Jarrett.
Are we just going to go like week by week, by player by player until the season gets underway?
We have like the Cavs hate index.
Yeah, is next week going to be the Evan Mobley week? And the week after that going to be Donovan Mitchell? And we'll just cycle throughout the entire summer until we get to a spot where they're either traded or they start basketball games again?
Well, you got to have Kenny Atkinson in there. We got to have the Kobe Altman hate week
as well. We've had no Atkinson hate, it feels like, at all. So he's going to get a week. Altman's definitely going to get a week.
And does Dan get a week? Or because he's Mr. Moneybags, do we not have a Dan Gilbert?
I think he took enough with the Cavalanche and the amount of money that he paid and everything attached to that. I think that was his, that's about as much as he's willing to get right now.
Dan's also kind of helped this whole thing by not blowing it up in the first place.
Yeah, I feel like he's absolved.
All right, so if we start to categorize blame for why you lost the Indiana series, Jared Allen doesn't even deserve to be in the top three. I don't know he deserves to be in the top five. Just in terms of like why you actually lost that series, I think it's clear the guards didn't shoot well enough, and one wasn't healthy for 40% of the games. The other wasn't healthy the whole time, but, I mean, the offense was stagnant. It was the ball was in the hands of Donovan for most of the series. That is on Donovan. Like, Donovan has to help get the ball rolling and the offense going. Darius as well. I think Evan deserves more blame, not going into the huddle and going, hey guys, they can't stop me. They don't have an answer for me.
Yeah.
Even when we block even when my shot gets blocked, it turns into a positive thing for me. And I guess that's where it feels like a little bit of the fall guy to me. If Jared Allen were number one, number two, or number three reasons why you lost that series, I would say he's the odd man out. Now, there is the other part of this, which is just the fit going forward. And I get that. But the point is, Darius and Donovan have as complicated as a fit, if you factor in what it means for Evan, as Jared and Evan do next to each other.
Yeah, I think people looked at the closing minutes and the times in the court when you would have Jared Allen out there, and then towards the end of the season, Atkinson didn't have him out there. I also just think I think it's easier for Cavs fans to say we can win 60 plus games again next year if Jared Allen is the one piece that changes instead of it being Darius. And I think that's a big part of why people are latching on to Jared, because ultimately you want to shake it up, you want to make a move, but you don't want to do anything that jeopardizes being a good team.
I think my concern is with Darius, there are multiple players who fit within his salaries or below his salary that I think help you get better in specific ways and increase in the margins, right? Because they're bigger, because they're as good a three-point shooters, but secondary creators, because they're better defenders. So not only are you getting the defensive boost there, but you're also protecting Donovan on the offensive side of the ball with a bigger guard. I honestly don't know what Jared Allen's going to turn into. Like, if he turns into Jonas Valanciunas in a backup point guard, did you really get that much better? If he turns into Rui Hachimura, which I think Rui fits within what the Cavs want to do. Even if you get a first in that equation, did you get better?
Well, how many regular season wins do you think Jared Allen is worth is where I want to start here, because
I don't really know how to total that in basketball.
It's tough. I guess I would. Yeah, I mean, I'm making you just guess because there's no way to quantify it.
3.2.
So you think they're still a 60-win team?
5.1.
You get what I'm getting driving at, though. Like, I do think a lot of the fans look at this and they think to themselves, you can take Jared Allen off, and it wouldn't change anybody's expectations for next season and how they attach this team. But if you take Darius Garland off, even if you mix and match and you put somebody else on that roster, then yeah, it does change it. It changes it in many ways for a lot of fans.
So it's tough. So my concern is this is the Ron Harper deal. Now, Jared is not the player that Ron was when the Cavs traded him, but I mean, because of the rumors that were, just completely put the kibosh on Ron Harper's value. like Ron Harper, effectively Ron Harper and I think a role player or two for Danny Ferry, who hadn't played a lick in the NBA and played a season in Italy and a role player or two. You, that's the moment that the Cavs dynasty died. And granted, I'm not trying to say trading Jared Allen for the bad deal kills what you do because you still have three guys and you can, but I like, my concern is the most likely play that you can make trading Jared is like 10 times more risky in terms of valuing down than trading Darius. Well, Darius for Tyler Hero is a sidestep, or Darius for Bane is a sidestep. Trading Jared Allen for an up-and-coming wing who may or may not ever do a damn thing. I mean, I can't even remember who did it. I saw somebody say Jared Allen in a three-way trade for Najee Marshall and Daniel Gafford. And I'm like, okay. I mean, Najee's a nice player. But a year ago, I would have loved to sign Najee.
I think that's why people are protected with the Jared Allen trade, is that there's not one trade that could happen where all of a sudden you talk about like the dynasty closing or anything like that. None of that happens with Jared Allen just being off the team. It's not a reality. Now, the thing I would caution, and the only hesitation I would have if you're choosing Jared over Darius, and I am in many ways, I would say the idea that Darius does get injured, There could be a stretch where you have to rely on then, if Darius does end up injured, it just being Donovan and Mobley, and the two of them being the only ones that are actually on the court from the core four this year to next year.
I just feel in watching, like, I'm not interested in fall guys. I love Jarrett. I'm going to love Jarrett because of what he's meant to this Cavs organization for a very long time. He doesn't feel like he's only played here for 5 years, by the way. I feel like he's been a Cavalier for much longer than that. I really appreciate Darius. Dare I say, I love Darius. There's not a guy on this team that I look at and go, I don't like that guy. That's different than, like, there tend to be players in the Browns that I don't think that dude's a good dude, or I think that guy's overpaid, or this, that, or the other. But, like, if the Cavs are just focusing in, I do think there's a part of this. If the Cavs are just focusing in on, well, let's change this a little bit to make it seem like we're not just running it back and Jarrett's the obvious odd man out. To me, that ends up being fall guy. Like, I think we're at, you know, I think it was Ken, the video out there on 92.3 The Fan, where he's like, we're no longer being nice guys. It's about winning. Well, that means this is more than about Jarrett Allen. Because Jared Allen was not one of the three biggest reasons why you lost that Pacers series. Could he have played better? Oh, amen. Absolutely. Has Jarrett been inconsistent when it comes to the physical toughness that you need in setting a tone in the playoffs? Amen. Hallelujah. He's not the biggest culprit of that. He's not the only culprit of that.
If they trade Darius, will he be the fall guy then? Is that what they're telling you?
No, I think, no, to me, the fall guy means that you're just dead set. Like, hey, this is the guy we got to move on from because it's a tone setter, or to show the locker room we're giving him a chance. Like, the only way Darius becomes the fall guy is if you sell low. Like,
the return just doesn't seem
like
right.
The offer from San Antonio 2 years ago, or last offseason, where it was the fourth pick and the eighth pick and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's in a bad draft, by the way. This isn't a bad draft. If that's selling low on Darius for the point of getting him out of here. With Jared, if you turn him into Jonas Valanciunas and, I don't know, an $8 million backup point guard,
yeah,
even if that's the best you can get, that's not making the Cavs any better. You did this to show, I don't know, Donovan, hey, look, we're getting tougher people here.
I don't know why it just feels like they don't need to have a fall guy this year, because it feels like we would have already put the blame somewhere, and it feels like Kobe Altman can just kind of go through the summer and figure it all out and run it back if he wants to. And I feel like our expectations will change. Our conversations around the Cavs will change. But I feel like there's basically been zero repercussions for bowing out in five games of the Pacers.
Is Jared Allen the odd man out or the fall guy, in case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.